Mayfair Lady should be joining me on the line to talk about her brand new track, which is called Summer Body, which we've been playing and loving on the show. Are you there, Mayfair Lady?
I'm here, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me back on your show. And it's really great to chat to you. I just want to say that I'm really, really grateful for all your support so far. I'm a big fan of your show, and I kind of rediscovered how great it is to listen to radio after tuning into your show. It just feels like I'm part of the community, and it's nice to get to know you, in this way. And obviously I'm just very, very grateful to you for all your support. For independent artists, it's just such an amazing feeling to hear your music played out, and you are a massive supporter of independent artists. So I think, you know, a big shout out to you, and thank you so much for supporting us in this way.
Oh, that's lovely. And she's not being paid to do that or reading from a script. I just have to say that. I didn't know she was going to say that. Oh, thank you so much. That's really, really kind of you. Thank you very much. If I Got Rich was the first track.
Yes, it was. Actually, Ian sent it over to you. I had no idea, you know, who to send it to and how to start. But through Ian, I got to know you and the radio show and everything. And If I Got Rich was my first single. Funnily enough, the most recent song that I had written at the time, and I just decided to record and release that one first. Because the songs that I'm putting out now, some of them are a few years old.
But new to the ears that hear them fresh. And I would say Kate Bush is a perfect example of that, because Running Up That Hill, the young generation had never heard of that song. It's over 36 years old or 37 years old. And to fresh ears, it's a brand new song.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And it's great to see how much success Kate Bush is having now, because I think she's a wonderful artist. And it's great to see the new generation discovering this music.
Yeah, and you're very much in that vein of Kate Bush, because you play piano and you sing. So when did you first discover your love for music? Have you had piano lessons since you were little, or were you singing from a very young age?
Yes, I started piano when I was really young. I was about 4 years old, because I'm the youngest of three. So I just used to kind of copy everything that my older brother and sister did. And at the time they were having piano lessons, so I started quite early as well. And I just kept going. I was classically trained. The love for the piano never went away. And then I just started writing my own music, and obviously incorporated with the singing. I was always part of a choir, and I was part of a few musicals when I was younger. Just small productions, but I'm a big, big fan of musicals. That's why I love living in London so much. I love the West End and having access to so much music and theater and, you know, concerts. And obviously the pandemic was awful, because we had none of that, but yeah. It's nice to see that life is getting back to normal slowly. I get so much inspiration from just going out and not just seeing musicals, but just going out and see other artists, and there's just so much talent out there. It's really amazing to have a world filled with so much art.
Do you go out and do cover gigs? Is that what you do? And then you support your independent music?
Yes, I do. At the moment, I'm also teaching. I teach music to kids.
Yeah.
I try to do everything related to music. Like whatever I'm doing with my income, I want it to be music related, because that's like what I chose to do. You know, I want to do music as a career. So I try to focus everything on music. Obviously, it's a bit difficult sometimes because it's let's be realistic. A lot of places just expect artists to come and play for free, but really it's a job like any other. And that's the way it has to be treated. I'm a big believer that artists need to be paid for their work. I am lucky because I managed to support my own music, independent artist, and I would have liked to release more music so far, but I find it's okay to go at my own pace. You said it yourself as well, Michelle. You're a singer-songwriter as well, and you're taking your time to release your music, but you are doing it. You're just being you. You're doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
And There's nobody. It's not like a competition. It's not who gets there first. Obviously, there will be some people that like it, some people that love it, some people that will hate it. Mm. But you know, we have to do what we want to do. Yes, I'm taking my time, I suppose, to release the music and releasing this EP as a collection of singles, really, because that's the best way to kind of like attract an audience and not give out everything, you know, altogether,
yeah,
and kind of keep a momentum going. But I have plans to make an like a complete album and release a full album in the next 2 years.
With Summer Body, that's your new release. We've been playing it for about the last week and a half or so. Tell everybody about the song and what it means and where it came from. Did it just come through to you straight onto the keys, or did you get the lyric? How did it work?
Okay, so Summer Body is, like we mentioned earlier, new to the ears of everybody that's listening to it now. Mm. But it's actually a song that I wrote 5 years ago. I wrote it when in the middle of summer, as the lyrics say, in the middle of July, when a relationship only lasted a few months, ended quite abruptly. But I never really finished the song. It was kind of like half finished until I started dating my current partner and fiance. Mm. And then we once had like a little quarrel, which was nothing. It was just a little argument, and we're going strong and obviously getting married next year. And I'm very happy with him. He's a big, big supporter of my music as well. Yeah. But yeah, the fact that we had that little argument made me go back and finish the song. So yeah, but it's about like at the time, I suppose I was very unhealthy, to be honest. I would starve myself because I always thought, oh my God, I'm too fat or something like that. And it was like such a stupid mentality. And I would go to the gym too much. So it was all about like working on this summer body to have the perfect body to then go and waste it, because I would just like, you know, party all the time. And and partying and drinking doesn't really help with maintaining a healthy.
Tell me about it.
Oh, you're so funny. But so yeah, that's what the song was about, like spending the winter working on a summer body to waste and looking for somebody, then meeting that someone, and then the relationship doesn't go the way you wanted it to go, so it's like, please don't leave me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got beautiful I love the strings at the end as well. I play it right to the end because I love the ending. I love the whole song, but it's the end and it's lovely. Yeah.
Put so much into the arrangement, thinking the arrangement and the actual process of producing the song, and then, you know, if you cut the best bit out, at least to our ears, it's really not nice.
No. So we're gonna play it next, Summer Body. So if people want to find out more about you, it's Mayfair Lady Official, and you're all the way across all social media, and you're on Spotify, iTunes.
My music is everywhere. You find it as Mayfair Lady on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, or YouTube. I also have a website, mayfairladyofficial.com, where I, you know, post about my upcoming gigs. And you can also sign up to a newsletter if you want to follow what I'm doing. Yeah, very active on Instagram and all across social media. And I love to connect with people, just make new friends in general. So if anyone wants to message me just to say, I listened to your song and I appreciate it, I'd love to connect and make friends.
Yes. And that's why I say, if you like a song, there's no point saying to me, I really like that song. I would say, tell the artist. They want to know.
It's a great feeling, for sure.
Just very quickly, before we go and we play your song, Mayfair Lady, how did you get the name?
I took inspiration from My Fair Lady, the movie and the musical, but the whole Pygmalion. When I did my master's in songwriting, my whole final project was on like a readaptation of My Fair Lady, but in modern day London.
Mm-hmm.
My songs, I'd like to think that they all tell a story. With my upcoming album, I would like it to be like more a concept album and present this Mayfair Lady persona to the world. Yes, taking inspiration from My Fair Lady, the musical, but, you know, obviously coming up with my own story. which I already have, but we need another interview for that, Michelle. You know, I don't don't want to stay here.
we'll do that later in the year. So would you like to introduce your track, My Fair Lady?
Sure. This is Summer Body, and it's part of my upcoming EP, also called May Fair Lady. But you'll hear those other two tracks coming out in the next 2 to 3 months. But I hope that you're having an amazing summer, and whatever you're doing, wherever you are, and that this song can be part of your summer soundtrack. On a Friday afternoon on my lunch break, middle of July, we haven't even made it halfway. I can't look depressed, I'm wearing a pink dress. Please don't do it, don't you dare do it.